The deadline to extend unemployment benefits for millions of Americans is midnight tonight.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Congress has until midnight to fund extended unemployment benefits, but don't hold your breath. Democrats have been trying to pass a $12 billion package, but so far, Republicans are blocking the measure, citing the money it will add to the deficit. So, if 2 million Americans are cut off by the end of the year, how will it affect consumer spending? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to find out.
The average unemployment check's $300 a week, the bottom of the income ladder where families typically spend well over half of what they make on necessities. So when unemployment checks stop, it's felt right away by businesses like gas stations, apartment operators, and grocery stores.
A good portion of our business currently is subsidized by public assistance.
Grant McLaughlin is with Fresh Grocer, with 10 stores in Philadelphia.
People that don't have the unemployment insurance may not shop there at all or be shopping elsewhere, or I don't know what they're going to do, but it certainly impact our bottom line, which would probably force us to cut back on our labor force.
I asked Kathy Getzla of Blaine, Washington, what she'll do. She's 60, has been out of work for 18 months, and says she's already cut her food, gas, and utility bills to the bone.
I just hope to, you know, squeak by, but it'll be on savings I had not anticipated to be dipping into.
If funding isn't restored, it could slow the economy next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Comcast is slapping new fees on Level 3 Communications. That's the company that helps Netflix stream video to customers. The new fees could increase the price we pay to stream movies online. For more on this, let's go live to Comcast's home city of Philadelphia, where our own Gregory Warner is covering this story. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So Comcast is trying to charge Netflix's partner, Level 3 Communications, more fees. Explain what this fight's all about.
So every night between 8 and 10 p.m., Netflix movies represent over 20% of internet traffic in America. Hmm. And this fight is about how all those movies get from Netflix servers to your screen. And there's two sides to the debate. So if you talk to Level 3 Communications, they would argue that Comcast is setting up a toll booth on the internet. Comcast is worried about losing cable subscribers as customers turn off their TVs and turn on their laptops to watch online movies.
Okay, so that's one side of the argument. What's Comcast's argument?
Well, Comcast says this isn't about movies, this is about bandwidth, especially during those high-traffic after-dinner hours. Comcast would say that transmitting that data takes infrastructure, infrastructure costs money, and Level 3 should pay for it.
What's at stake here beyond just Comcast and Level 3 Communications?
Well, first, it's how much you pay for your online movies. Netflix just announced a new pricing structure last week to shift customers away from DVDs and toward streaming, so Netflix subscribers could feel the ripple effects from any new Comcast fees. The larger issue, though, is exactly this conflict of interest where, in a sense, Comcast gets to charge fees to a content competitor. And that debate is one that the Federal Communications Commission will take up in a few weeks when they meet in Washington.
All right, Marketplace's Gregory Warner in Philadelphia for us this morning. Thanks, Gregory.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are down around the world right now. In Asia, they dropped on concerns China will raise interest rates to cool inflation. Stocks are also lower in Europe. This morning here in the U.S., we'll get a reading on home prices and consumer confidence. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 29 points to close at 11,052.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. By Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at AllyBank.com. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
The United Nations Climate Summit is underway in Cancun, Mexico, and the expectations for what will come out of it, well, they couldn't be lower. That has some people looking in other directions for answers to climate change. Some small businesses are moving ahead on their own and finding that going green helps their bottom line. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill reports.
Badger Mountain Vineyard in Washington State has all sorts of EnviroCred. The winemakers grow organic grapes. They get cooking oil from local restaurants to make biodiesel for their tractors. They have solar panels on their tasting room. They're finished pressing their grapes for the season. The leftover bits will be composted, and the juice has stained their equipment the pinky purple color favored by preteen girls. But they aren't just making choices that are good for the environment. Most of them are also good for their bottom line. Take their decision to box their organic wine.
With the box wines, it was a way to maybe tap into a new market. And afterwards, you're thinking, well, this works pretty well for the environment as well.
Greg Power says the boxed wine market has been good, really good.
We sold our annual projection in the first quarter.
So Franzia was on to something. Power says boxes are good for wine. It stays fresher longer. The wine isn't exposed to air when it's opened. And boxed wine is good for the environment because there's less waste, less heavy glass to transport. Sustainability for a small business means taking environmental steps, but also means taking steps to ensure your business lives long and prospers. Something Greg's dad, Bill Powers, knew when he decided to try to grow grapes organically.
When we first started, boy, I'll tell you, everybody acted like I was a kind of a nut, you know.
He did it because he saw other farmers getting sick and was worried about his son and the other young men working in the farm. Now he's proud, at least as proud as a modest farmer can be, that other grape growers have cut back their chemical use based on his example. He found what a lot of small business owners are discovering, that there are ways to rethink their product that's good for business and the earth. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, letting the market decide has again produced something there is apparently demand for. It's a new non-alcoholic beer made just for dogs. It's called Dog Beer, and it's beef-flavored. The Australia-based brewer of Dog Beer recommends one bottle a day for large dogs and just a shot or two for chihuahuas. As for poodles, they prefer dog wine. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Queens Cove in the Bahamas is beautiful, but rising oceans mean it gets hammered by hurricanes. You can't get insurance, which means you can't get a mortgage, so...
A lot of people have just walked away from their homes, and then you had some people who sold it for next to nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, insurance companies, climate change, and how we live. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.